ఓం భద్రం కర్ణేభిశృణుయామదేవా భద్రం పశ్యేమాక్షభిర్యజస్రాః శిరైరంగైస్తవాగుంసస్తనూభిః యశేమదేవహితం యదాయుః స్వస్తి న ఇంద్రో వృద్ధశ్రవాః స్వస్తి నః పూషా విశ్వమేధాః స్వస్తి నస్తార్క్ష్యో అరిష్టనేమిః స్వస్తి నో బృహస్పతిర్దధాతు. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతిః.
As I proposed earlier, I'll give you the summary of the 10 principal Upanishads. There is a shloka which tells about the names of the 10 Upanishads. That shloka runs like this.
Ishakena katha prashna munda mandukya tittirihi ఐతరేయం చ ఛాందోగ్యం బృహదారణ్యకం తథా.
ద 10 ఉపనిషత్స్ నేమ్స్ ఆర్ గివెన్ ఇన్ దిస్ శ్లోక. ఈశ కేన కఠ ప్రశ్న. ఫస్ట్ ఈశావాస్యోపనిషత్, సెకండ్ వన్ కేనోపనిషత్, థర్డ్ ఉపనిషత్ ఈజ్ నోన్ యాజ్ కఠోపనిషత్. ఈశకేన కఠ. ఫోర్త్ వన్ ఇస్ ప్రశ్న ఉపనిషత్. ఫిఫ్త్ వన్ ఇస్ ముండకోపనిషత్. ఈశకేన కఠ ప్రశ్న ముండక, ముండ మాండుక్య మీన్స్ ముండకోపనిషత్. దెన్ మాండుక్య ఉపనిషత్ సిక్స్త్ వన్. ఈశకేన కఠ ప్రశ్న ముండ మాండుక్య. సెవెంత్ వన్ ఇస్ తిత్తిరిహి, దట్ ఈస్ తైత్తిరీయోపనిషత్. ఎయిత్ వన్ ఈజ్ ఐతరేయ ఉపనిషత్. నైన్త్ వన్ ఈజ్ ఛాందోగ్యోపనిషత్. టెన్త్ వన్ ఈజ్ బృహదారణ్యక ఉపనిషత్. దిస్ ఈజ్ ద ఆర్డర్ జనరల్లీ ద ట్రెడిషనల్ టీచర్స్ దే టీచ్ వన్ బై వన్. But we are going to take in a different order. Which order our Pujya Swamiji follows. So therefore I am also following the same order, because first simple Upanishad we have to learn, then only we have to go to the difficult Upanishad. ఈశావాస్యం, ఈవెన్ దో ఇట్ ఈస్ ద ఫస్ట్ ఇన్ దట్ శ్లోక, ఇట్ ఈస్ ద టఫెస్ట్ ఉపనిషత్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్. దేర్ ఫోర్ వీ హ్యావ్ టు లర్న్ ముండకోపనిషత్ ఇన్ ద బిగినింగ్. దట్ ఈస్ వై వీ ఆర్ సీయింగ్ ద సమ్మరీ ఆఫ్ ద ముండకోపనిషత్. దిస్ ముండకోపనిషత్ బిలాంగ్ టు అథర్వణ వేద. There are four Vedas: Rigveda, Yajurveda, Samaveda and Atharvana Veda. Each Veda has got many Upanishads. There are Rigvediya Upanishads, there are Yajurvediya Upanishads, there are Samavediya Upanishads, there are అథర్వణ వేదీయ ఉపనిషత్ ఆర్ అథర్వ వేద ఉపనిషత్. ద ఉపనిషత్ హుచ్ బిలాంగ్స్ టు దట్ వేద. దిస్ ముండకోపనిషత్ బిలాంగ్ టు అథర్వణ వేద, ద ఫోర్త్ వేద. ఇన్ ఉపనిషత్స్ ఆల్సో దెర్ ఆర్ సమ్ ఉపనిషత్ ఆర్ మంత్రోపనిషత్. ఇట్ ఈస్ ఇన్ ద ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ మంత్రాస్. And some Upanishads are known as Brahmana Upanishads. The mantras in the form of paragraph, prose form. So that is called Brahmana Upanishad. Mantra Upanishad, Brahmana Upanishad. Brahmana Upanishads are like a commentary upon Mantropanishad. Brahmana Upanishads are like a commentary upon Mantra Upanishads. Mantra Upanishads are very terse and very brief also. To expand that, Brahmana Upanishads is very, very helpful if we study. If you take like that, Mundaka Upanishad comes under Mantra Upanishad. Mantropanishad. This Mundaka Upanishad, which belongs to Atharvana Veda, is known as Mantropanishad. Corresponding to this Mantropanishad, there is a Brahmana Upanishad known as Prashna Upanishad. Corresponding to this Mantropanishad, that is Mundaka Upanishad, its Brahmana Upanishad is Prashna Upanishad. That is also belong to that Atharvana Veda alone. Prashna Upanishad also belongs to the Atharvana Veda. Every Upanishad has got its own Shanti Patha, prayer verse. Every Upanishad has got a Shanti Patha or a prayer verse or a Mangala Shloka. And that prayer belongs to that Veda. Each Veda has got a particular Shanti Patha. Rigveda has got one type of Shanti Patha. Yajurveda has got one type of Shanti Patha. Samaveda has got another type of Shanti Patha. Atharvana Veda has got another type of Shanti Patha. Since the Upanishad belongs to so and so Veda, the Upanishad Shanti Patha based on that Veda Shanti Patha. Since Atharvana Veda is having the Shanti Patha like Badram Karadevi, the same Shanti Patha has to come to Mundaka Upanishad also, because Mundaka Upanishad belongs to Atharvana Veda. Since that Atharvana Veda has got that Bhadram Karne Bhi Shanti Patha, that same Shanti Patha has to be chanted when you are studying Mundaka Upanishad, because this Upanishad belongs to Atharvana Veda. Bhadram Karne Bhi Srunayama Devaha is the Shanti Patha. This Shanti Patha is meant for to remove the obstacles in our study. Every Shanti Patha is very, very significant. The prayer verse is very, very important. Just as you won't start anything without prayer. Without prayer, we never start anything. Similarly, when you want to start Upanishad also, what is compulsory job we have to do? No, first prayer verse is very important. Without prayer, the Upanishad will not give the phalam. Without prayer, the Upanishadic study will not give full benefit. Therefore, that prayer verse is very important. The student or the Shishya is asking, seeking the grace of the Lord. O Lord, give me healthy body to study, to do Shravanam. What we require is healthy body. Bhadram Karanevi Shruniyama Devaha means, please give me all healthy organs. Healthy body, then healthy mind, then healthy intellect. Emotional health, mental health, intellectual health also, I seek from the Lord. If I don't ask, from any corner at any time we may get obstacles at physical level or emotional level. Even intellectual level is very important. A certain logical, analytical, the caliber can come when you chant Shanti Patha. We ignore Shanti Patha. Generally people ignore Shanti Patha. What is their prayer only, no? If I am not showing the Shraddha and Shanti Patha, the prayer verses, the intellect cannot have that subtle grasping power. Shanti Pathas are all very, very highly significant, very powerful mantras they are. We should not conclude them just like a Parayanam, because we are urging the Bhagavan, let me have the logical and analytical intellect, sharp intellect. It's not so easy to understand the Upanishadic statements in many places. Wholeheartedly I have to seek the grace of the Lord. I need a subtle intellect, that which can analyze all logical statements also. That is what real study. Then only we can assimilate the teaching. So intellectual health also very important, along with physical health, emotional health. This is the significance of Shanti Patha. Prayer means prayer, that's all. We are asking the Bhagavan. Now we will enter into the text, proper text, Mundakopanishad. That Shanti, 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 three types of Shanti. At three levels we want to stop the obstacles. We want to avoid that obstacles. We want to remove obstacles at body level, at surroundings level. Adhyatmika tapam, adhi bhautika tapam, surroundings level, and adhi daivika tapam, at supernatural calamities, problems. We want to get peace from all these levels. There should not be any obstacle. Let my study should go without any obstacle for a length of time. For a length of time I have to study. Om Shanti 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 Hina. Wholeheartedly that mantra we have to chant. And the green signal comes to us. No yellow signal, no red signal. Until I assimilate that truth. Now let us look into the text. In this Upanishad there are three chapters. Here chapter is known as Mundaka. The chapter name is called Mundaka. There are three chapters. Each chapter has got two sections. Each chapter has got two sections. Two and not 22. Each chapter has got first section and second section. This section is known as Khandaha. Section is known as Khandaha in this Upanishad. Each Upanishad has got its own jargon, its own terms. Not in every Upanishad we call chapter as Mundaka. Here only it is called Mundaka. Section is called Khandaha. Since each chapter has got two sections, first chapter has got two sections, second chapter has got two sections, third chapter has got two sections, therefore totally six sections or six khandas. Today we are going to see the first chapter, first two sections. It's a very, not small Upanishad, not a very big Upanishad. big only, this Upanishad. There are totally 65 mantras. The entire Mundaka Upanishad has got 65 mantras. The first chapter, first section has got 9 mantras. Second section has got 13 mantras. First chapter, first section has got 9 mantras. First chapter, second section has got 13 mantras. Today I have to give the summary of 9 mantras plus 13 mantras. We have to see. What is the subject matter here? What are the topics are there? Now let us enter into first chapter, first section. This section has got 2 topics. First topic is known as introduction topic. Introduction. This introduction is known as Avatarika. In Sanskrit, introduction is known as Avatarika. Then second topic is about Brahma Vidya Samkshepaha. Brahma Vidya Samkshepaha. Brief explanation about Brahma Vidya. Brief explanation about Brahman knowledge. Now I will give you the gist or summary of these 2 topics. What are those 2 topics? Avatarika and Brahma Vidyana. Upanishad points out here that Brahma Vidya's glory in the first topic, in the form of Avatarika, introduction, Upanishad glorifies this Brahma Vidya, how glorious this Brahma Vidya is. From whom we are getting this Brahma Vidya? How it has come? The mantra begins with Brahma Devanam Prathama Stambha Bhuva Vishvasya Karta Bhuvanasya Gopta. So Paramatma first taught this Brahma Vidya to Brahmajin, Chaturmukha Brahma. Sadashiva Samarambham Shankaracharya Madhyamam. Sadashiva means Paramatma Ishvara. If you are Shiva Bhakta, you can take that sloka. Or if you are a Vishnu Bhakta, Narayanam Padmabhuvam Vasishtham. So from Narayana it has come. So the Narayana, the Lord, gave this teaching to Chaturmukha Brahma for the first time. What is the glory? This teaching is coming not from my teacher, his teacher or his teacher, but it is coming all the way until now, till today. The link you see from the Lord, from the Lord alone. That is the glory of this Brahma Vidya. Brahma Vidya is not given by any human being, not by any devata, not even by Chaturmukha Brahma. It is given by the Lord Himself. That what we are studying today is not any knowledge that's given by any human intellect. That's why we revere the book, we revere the mantras with Shraddha, Bhakti. We have to chant because those words are from the Lord Himself. If I remember this all the time, my reverence towards Shastra increases day by day, day by day, day by day. If I remember this statement, my respect, my reverence towards Shastra, my Shraddha towards Shastra, my sincerity to Shastra will increase immeasurably. That is possible only when I know this point. That's why it is eternal. This Brahma Vidya Shastram, Veda Shastram is eternal. And it has got its validity because it has come from the Lord. Validated because of this is the Lord's word. These are the Lord's words we are getting from the Lord alone. Therefore, we are validating. Let's say Brahma Vidya is highly, highly reverential Vidya one has to take up in one's life. Otherwise, there is a Mahati Vinashtihi in it. There is a great loss if I miss this teaching given by the Lord. Given by the Lord. Therefore, it is coming from parampara, traditional parampara. It is traditional, eternal, ancient, validated. Because of these reasons. Suppose you ask, how can you say so? It is a traditional, it is ancient, it is coming from parampara, from Lord alone. Have you seen? If you ask, I'll ask you, how do you know your great-great-grandfather is there? Or great-grandfather, great-great-grandfather, how do you know they are there? They were there, how do you know? If I ask, what do you say? I know, Swamini. Otherwise, how can I be here? If they were not there, how can I be here? I am here means what? Because of my father is because of my grandfather is because of my great-grandfather is because of my great-great-grandfather. You say or not? So you accept or not? Even though you have not seen, you are the proof for their existence, simple logic, simple common sense. I am the proof for their existence. So therefore they were there, otherwise how can I be here? Similarly, the same manner, how this teaching is traditional, given by parampara from Adiguru, how can you say so? It is coming, I am here, I am studying. My guru has also studied. My guru's guru has studied. My guru's guru has studied. That means there is some link, beginning, that to Paramatma. Therefore, Narayanam Padma Bhavam is 100% correct. Idriya Sandeha Padakodal. Even a Sandhalam could celebrate Parampara, tradition, yenna as in. We are all santati in Sulanya. Children and the Rimanu santati in. Santati in the Tanoti, Vyapnoti, it is santati in. That we are pervading, from time immemorial, that we are all coming, human species are coming. Same as this knowledge also coming. That is called lineage. That's called lineage. Therefore, don't ask anything. Listen whatever I say in Upanishad says. This is ancient, eternal, validated because it has come from the Lord. This is the stuti in the introduction. Brahma Vidya stuti in the form of introduction it is coming. Unbroken flow and artham. Parampara. Santati annana therimo. Santataha bhavaha annana. Unbroken flow. There is no break at all. Unbroken flow. Having said this, now student and the teacher, they are coming. Chaunakohavai mahashalaha. Teacher and the students' names are introduced. Angiras is the teacher. Shaunaka is the student, Shishya. Shaunaka approached his guru, Angiras, and asked, Kasminnu bhagavo vijnate sarvamidam vijnatam bhavati iti. Hey guru, what is that by knowing which everything is as good as known. Kasmin vijnate. What is that? By knowing which? Sarvam idam vijnatam bhavati na. Everything I can know. Please teach me that science. Please teach me that science. By knowing which, everything is known. Eka vijnanena sarva vijnanam. Eka vijnanena sarva vijnanam. Eka vijnanam means karana vijnanam. What is the moola karanam? If I know the cause, I can know the effect. Sarva vijnanam is karya vijnanam. Eka vijnanam is moola karana vijnanam. The cause I know and I can know the effect. Please teach me what is that cause. Fundamental cause by knowing which everything is known. The brilliant question in this Upanishad asked by the student, and the teacher is answering now. That eka vijnanam is brahma vijnanam. Brahma jnanena sarva vijnanam bhavati. Eka brahma vijnanena sarva vijnanam bhavati. Sarva karya vijnanam bhavati. From 4th mantra onwards up to 9th mantra, brahma vidya, the brief introduction, summary. 4th to 9th. Elaboration comes later. This is samkshepaha. Then vistaraha. Then again samkshepaha. This is the method of teaching. Now the teacher is presenting the subject. There are two types of sciences, paravidya and aparavidya. Paravidya means brahma vidya. Aparavidya means anatma vidya. Another name for paravidya is akshara vidya. Another name for paravidya is akshara vidya or brahma vidya. Or Atma Vidya. Atma Vidya is equal to Akshara Vidya is equal to Brahma Vidya is equal to Paravidya. Other than Brahma Vidya, what Vidya means is science, a Shastram. Other than Brahma Vidya, whatever science is there, physics, chemistry, home science, music, dance, any science is aparavidya. Aparavidya is anatma vidya, kshara vidya. Anatma vidya, kshara vidya, karya vidya. So, this is the difference between paravidya and aparavidya. If you know paravidya, brahma vidya, you can know everything. Eka vijnanena, eka akshara vijnanena, sarvam vijnanam bhavati. So, ekam aksharam is karanam. Ekam aksharam is karanam. Whatever comes from that ekam karanam, brahma, that comes product is karyam. That is karyam. Product is karyam. Karyam means aparavidya. Aparavidya means anatma vidya. Anatma vidya means kshara vidya. That which perish in course of time. Perishable vidya. Kshara vidya nana perishable knowledge. Limited knowledge, finite knowledge. Whereas this Brahma Vidya is infinite knowledge, permanent knowledge, eternal knowledge, imperishable knowledge. Akshara Vidya is the meaning. A knowledge that which never perish. Imperishable knowledge. Now, he explains, what is this Brahman? Brahman is the cause of this universe, karanam. Brahman is the karanam. Who is that Brahman? What is the nature of that Brahman? Upanishad gives swarupa lakshanam. Upanishad gives the swarupa lakshanam in the sixth mantra. Yattadadresham agrahyam agotram avarnam achakshu shrotram tadapanipadam yat sukshmam. Beautiful definition of Brahman worth by heart. How to by heart? And it's the swarupa lakshanam means the nature of Brahman, direct definition of Brahman. Swarupa lakshanam. Lakshana means definition. Swarupa means direct definition. In that ettadadreshna, direct definition of Brahman is given. Brahman is pure, attributeless consciousness. Brahman is pure attributeless consciousness, not graspable by sense organs. It is free from name and form. It is free from time and space. It is all pervading. It is imperishable, infinite. That is the nature of Brahman. Such Brahman is the cause of this universe. That universe is called Jagat Karyam. This Jagat universe, the Jagat is the Karyam Jagat. Jagat Brahma Karyam. We can say Jagat Brahma Karyam. Brahma Karanam in the Jagat Karyam. Jagat Brahma Karyam and Anartham in the Vulaham Vande. The world is a product born out of Brahman. Brahman is the cause. This world is the Tatastha Lakshanam of that Brahman. Tatastha Lakshanam is indirect definition of Brahman. Look at this universe. This is the indirect definition of that Brahman. So when you are seeing the world, what you are seeing? Indirectly you are seeing Brahman. When you understand Aham Brahmasmi, you are directly claiming that I am Brahman. That is Swarupa Lakshanam. When you look at the universe, Jagat, Tatastha Lakshanam. Therefore, Tatastha Lakshanam Moolama Swarupa Lakshanathi Ponu. Tatastha Lakshanam means indirect definition valiya, direct definition ku pohanam. Direct definition puriyadu, straight away chulli, Tatastha Lakshanam nariya chollanam. Eppadi enna? Brahman is a karanam anu chollanam first. அப்புறம் எப்படிப்பட்ட காரணம் சொல்லணும். மெட்டீரியல் காஸ், நாட் ஓன்லி மெட்டீரியல் பட் இன்டெலிஜென்ட் காஸ் ஆல்சோ. மெட்டீரியல் காஸ் இஸ் நோன் ஆஸ் உபாதான காரணம் இன் சான்ஸ்கிரிட். பிரம்மன் இஸ் த உபாதான காரணம் ஆஃப் திஸ் என்டயர் ஜெகத் வேர்ல்ட் ஆர் யூனிவர்ஸ். உலகம் சொல்றோம் இல்லையோ, இந்த உலகம் வந்து இஸ் த என்டயர் யூனிவர்ஸ். த பிரம்மன் இஸ் த மெட்டீரியல் காஸ் ஃபார் தட். அண்ட் பிரம்மன் அலோன் இஸ் த இன்டெலிஜென்ட் காஸ், நிமித்த காரணம். பிரம்மன் அலோன் இஸ் நிமித்த காரணம் ஆர் இன்டெலிஜென்ட் காஸ். பிரம்மன் இஸ் நான் செப்பரேட் ஃப்ரம் the material cause and intelligent cause. There is no separate material cause other than Brahman. There is no intelligent cause other than Brahman. Therefore, Brahman alone is abhinna nimitta upadana karanam. Very important statement we have to note. First, upadana karanam chollanam. Then, Brahman is nimitta karanam anu chollanam. Third statement, Brahman is abhinna nimitta upadana karanam. Brahman is Abhinna Nimitta Upadana Karanam of what? Of universe. Brahman is Abhinna Nimitta Upadana Karanam of the universe. Abhinna means identical. Nabhinnam, abhinnam. Identical in artham. One in artham. Not different in artham. Then, this karanam and karyam we have to analyze. Just as that spider, yathornanabhisrujate grinhate cha, just as the spider brings out the spider, the thread, no? It's a thread and makes the web. Srijate grinhate cha, it takes it back into itself. Similarly, Brahman also brings out the entire universe and swallows the entire universe. These are the two mantras, sixth and ninth mantras, very important mantras. The karanam and the karyam, what are the differences between karanam and karyam? We have to see. Karanam is ekam, one. Karyams are many. Eka karanam, aneka karyani. Eka karanam and aneka karyani. Second point, karanam is nityam. These are all corollaries. Once you accept Brahman is karanam, world is karyam. What are the differences between karanam and karyam? We should know. What are the differences between cause and effect? Cause is one always. Effects are many. Gold is one. Ornaments are many. Clay is one. Earthenwares are many. Fiber is one. Cloths, no? Dresses are many. Wood is one. Furnitures many. So therefore, karanam ekam. Karyams are anekam. Point number one. Second corollary is, every karanam is nityam, eternal. Cause is eternal. Then karyam is anityam, temporary, ephemeral, impermanent. So karanam is nityam, karyam is anityam. This is second corollary. And the third corollary is, karanam is svatantraha. Karanam is independent. Karyam is paratantraha, not independent. Paratantraha. What do you mean by svatantraha and paratantraha? Karanam is svatantraha, which exists independently without the help of karyam. Karyam product illamal kuda karanam irkum. Ornaments illamal gold, lump of gold irukka mudiyadu? Irukka mudiyum. Without pot also clay exists or not? Without pot, clay exists. Can pot exist without clay? Can ornaments exist without gold? Can furniture exist without wood? No. Therefore, karyams are always paratantram. 3 points you got. Karanam ekam, karanam nityam, karanam svatantram. Karyam, karyani anekani, karyam is anityam, karyams are paratantram. Now you have to supply to Brahman and Jagat. Brahman is the karanam. Since karanam is one, Brahman is one. Ekam brahma, ekam eva advitiyam. Ekam brahma. Now you see the universe, multifarious, no? So many objects, so many names. Jagat is entire jagat full of varieties, no? Multitude names and forms. Anekani karyani. So many. Effects are many. Point number one. Their karanam and karyam, all these three you have to supply into திருஷ்டாந்தலிருந்து தாஷ்டாந்தங்க வரணும். பிரம்மன் அண்ட் ஜெகத். ஓகே, காரணம் காரியம் அங்க பார்த்தோம். பிரம்மன் இஸ் காரணம், ஜெகத் இஸ் காரியம். பிரம்மன் இஸ் ஒன், ஜெகத் தேர் ஆர் மெனி ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ். தென் செகண்ட் பாயிண்ட், பிரம்மன் இஸ் நித்யம் பிகாஸ் காரணம் இஸ் நித்யம். பிரம்மன் இஸ் நித்யம், வாட் அபவுட் ஜெகத்? காரியம் அநித்யம், பெரிஷபிள், gone changing, one day it will perish, anityam. Third point is what? Karanam Brahma is swatantraha. Karanam Brahma is swatantraha, whereas jagat is paratantram. Jagat cannot exist without Brahman, but Brahman can exist without jagat. Just as pot cannot exist without clay, clay can exist without part. Similarly, Brahman can exist without Jagat. Jagat can never exist without Brahman. These are the differences we have to know. Sat Brahma Vijnanena Sarva Vijnanam means what? Sat Ekam Brahma Nityam Brahma Svatantam Brahma Jnanena Sarva Karyam Jagat Jnanam Bhavati Eva. What is there is in this entire universe? Consciousness, existence, that Satchit Brahma alone is there. This Nama Rupa is false. That we are going to see later portions in elaboration, that mantra comes later. Up to here you remember these points. So the knowledge of Akshara Vidya, this is called Akshara Vidya Jnanam. Eka Vijnanena, Eka அக்ஷர பிரம்ம விஜயானேன, ஏக காரணம் பிரம்ம விஜயானேன, ஏக நித்யம் பிரம்ம விஜயானேன, சர்வம் விஜயானம், சர்வ காரிய விஜயானம் பவதி. Therefore, this is the knowledge to be acquired by every human being. All other vidyas are அபரா வித்யாஹி அவித்யான்னு சொன்னார் சங்கராச்சாரியர். This அக்ஷர வித்யா alone is வித்யா. All other sciences, MBA, MCA, B.Tech, M.Tech, any tech, ICWA, any study, all are nothing in front of this Brahma Vidya. Unfortunately, very few people come for Brahma Vidya, Paravidya, Akshara Vidya. Maximum people are voting for what? Kshara Vidya, Anitya Vidya, Karya Vidya, Anatma Vidya, finite Vidya they are voting for. Whoever understands this Aksharam Brahma, they are free from sorrow. This Apara Vidya, qualifications, job, money, salary can never remove your sorrow. It will continue. Dukkha Mishritam, Bandhakatvam, Atruptikaratvam, continue in Apara Vidya Jnanam. But your Brahma Vidya, Paravidya, Jnanam removes your insecurity, unhappiness, all will be removed, limitations can be removed, will go away now, they will run away. So you are Ananda Swarupahana. This is the point. Now three points we have to receive in the from this. First point is Brahman is the material cause of this universe. Then Brahman is the intelligent cause of this universe. Brahman is the abhinna nimatta upadana karanam of this universe. Therefore, Brahman is ekam, nityam, svatantraha, the Brahma jnanam, akshara vidya jnanam. Then next section, first chapter, second section, there are totally 13 mantras. These mantras are talking about the preparatory sadhanas. To get this Akshara Vidya, this imperishable knowledge, what are the qualifications required? Eligibility, qualifications, sadhana, sadhana chatushtaya sampatti. They all come under Apara Vidya. Again, all sadhanas come under Apara Vidya. Take the support of Apara Vidya sadhanas, get that Paravidya Jnanam. What are the Aparavidya? Karma Kanda and Upasana Kanda. karma and upasana. This akshara vidya can be called a spiritual science. To understand the spiritual science, you have to study materialistic science, but you should not end up in materialistic science. Material science means what? Rituals, meditation, ashtanga yoga, some vratams, some puja, tapas, sadhanas, japa, tapa, sadhanas. சுவாமி, நான் எம்சிஏ படிச்சு பிரம்ம வித்யாக்கு சாதனம் ஆயிடுவான்னு சொல்லாதுங்க. அதர் குவாலிபிகேஷன்ஸ் தேர் ஆல்சோ சாதனாஸ் என்னென்ன ஃபார் சர்வைவல் ஒன்லி தேர் சாதனாஸ் அதர் சாதனாஸ் ஆர் தேர் அலாங் வித் யுவர் குவாலிபிகேஷன்ஸ் ஜாப் அண்ட் சர்வைவல் தட் இஸ் வெரி வெரி மைன்யூட் அலாங் வித் தட் யூ ஹாவ் டு டூ ஜப தப பூஜா தியானம் மெடிடேஷன் அஷ்டாங்க யோகா ஆசன யமநியம ஆசன ஆல் தி சாதனாஸ் அதுக்குதான் பகவத்கீதாலோ யோகசாஸ்திரே என்ன என்ன அர்த்தம் இதுதான் சாதனாஸ் பிரம்ம வித்யாயாம் ஸ்பிரிச்சுவல் சயின்ஸ் யோகசாஸ்திரே மெட்டீரியலிஸ்டிக் சயின்ஸ் ஸோ பகவான் என்ன சொன்னார் சாதனாஸும் இருக்கணும் பிரம்ம வித்யா இருக்கணும் பிரம்ம வித்யா வராது சாதனாஸ் இல்லாமல் சாதனை பண்ணிண்டே இருப்பேன்னு எதுக்காக அதுதான் தெரியலன்னு சொல்லக்கூடாது சாதனை எதுக்காக இந்த விரதா நோம்பு ஜப்பா தப்பா பூஜா ஃபார் வாட் சேக்கன் for the sake of spiritual knowledge, not to end up here only. No? That's what he says in the second section, follow certain karmas, rituals. Follow certain rituals to discipline the body, to discipline the mind. To discipline the mind, you have to follow certain rituals. What level? Physical level. Certain ritual, kaika karma, archana, puja. Physically you are doing abhishekam. Physical activities connected, spiritual sadhanas, they come under spiritual sadhana. MCA will not come under spiritual sadhana. MBA will not come under spiritual sadhana. MTech will not come under spiritual sadhana. What comes under spiritual sadhana? Ashtanga yoga abhyasa comes under spiritual sadhana. Japa comes under spiritual sadhana. Austerities, vratams, upavasam comes under spiritual sadhana. Maunam comes under spiritual sadhana. And you can ask these rituals when you are doing, you ask for what? Nice house, nice car, good health. நல்ல பணம் வேணும் என்ன புக் வாங்கணுமே எவ்ரி டைம் தே கே நாட் கிவ் ஃப்ரீலி நோ ஏதோ ஒன் டைம் என்ன ஸ்டாண்டிங் தே கிவ் எவ்ரி டைம் யூ கே நாட் டேக் ஃப்ரம் த கவுண்டர் ஏன்னா ஐ நீட் மணி ஸோ த்ரூ த ரிச்சுவல் யூ ஆஸ்க் பகவான் கிவ் மணி ஃபார் மீ வை ஐ ஹாவ் டு பை எவ்ரி டைம் நியூ புக் கிவ் மணி கிவ் குட் ஹெல்த் இஹ லோக ஃபலம் த்ரூ ரிச்சுவல் த்ரூ பூஜா த்ரூ ப்ரேயர்ஸ் யூ கேன் ஆஸ்க் ஃபார் ఇహలోక ఫలం వాట్ ఆర్ ది ఇహలోక ఫలం గుడ్ హెల్త్ గుడ్ బాడీ నైస్ వైఫ్ నైస్ చిల్డ్రన్ నైస్ హస్బెండ్ నైస్ సర్వెంట్ నైస్ డ్రైవర్ గుడ్ డ్రైవర్ ఎల్లమే వేణు ఎనకి ఇల్లనప్పుడు క్లాస్ కి వరమడియదు ఇల్లయో ఇహలోక ఫలం యు కెన్ ఆస్క్ యు హౌ టు ఆస్క్ ఆస్క్ నవన్ వర్డ్ ఫర్ వాట్ అన్న ఫర్ స్పిరిచువల్ గ్రోత్ అదికద రిచువల్స్ పంట్రో We should not criticize the rituals. Pooja, japa, tapa, vidakkoodaadu, criticize pannakoodaadu. Pannanu. Adi sariya pannanana inga tagararu vandudu. Spiritual science lo. Ihaloka phalam. Even paraloka phalam. Even meditation is another sadhana. Kayika karma, vachika karma, verbal chanting. Then comes what? Manasa karma, meditation. Two types of sadhanas. Two types of sadhanas, materialistic and spiritual சாதனாஸ் அந்த மெட்டீரியலிஸ்டிக் சாதனாஸ்ல கூட ஸ்பிரிச்சுவல் லைஃபுக்கு ஹெல்ப்ஃபுல்லா இருக்கிற சாதனாஸ் ஸ்பிரிச்சுவல் லைஃபுக்காக ஹெல்ப்ஃபுல்லா இருக்கிற சாதனாஸ் கர்மயோகம் உபாசனா யோகம் அஷ்டாங்க யோகம் மெடிடேஷன் மானசிக கர்ம சோ காயிக கர்ம ஸ்பிரிச்சுவல்ஸ் வாச்சக கர்ம பாராயணம் மானச கர்ம தியானம் வேதிக் மெடிடேஷன் எல்லாம் தியானம் பண்ணி என்ன சித்தசுத்தி சித்த ஏகாகிரத, விக்ஷேப நிவிருத்தி, ஆல் கம்ஸ், தென் வாட் யூ ஆர் எலிஜிபிள் ஃபார் நெக்ஸ்ட் செக்ஷன் ஆல்சோ. அர்த்தம், யூ ஆர் குவாலிஃபைங் யுவர் செல்ஃப் ஃபார் ஸ்பிரிச்சுவல் நாலேஜ் ஃபார் அக்ஷர வித்யா. த்ரூ வாட்? த்ரூ க்ஷர வித்யா. க்ஷர வித்யா ஐ டேக் ஹெல்ப். ஐ நோ த லிமிடேஷன்ஸ் ஆஃப் க்ஷர வித்யா, பட் ஐ நோ த வேல்யூ ஆஃப் அக்ஷர வித்யா. ஏன்னா ஐ ஹர்ட் இந்த முண்டகோபனிஷத் கிளாஸ். So I have to continue my these rituals also, sadhanas also, and side by side enna pannanu, working for what? Akshara vidya gnanam. Idha second section is full of preparatory sadhanas. That student, after doing this karma kanda rituals, ninga ella rituals panna mudiyadhu, agni hotram samidhanam ella pandrad illena, enna pannalam? Panchamaha yagna. What is Panchamahayajna? Panchamahayajnas. What are the Panchamahayajnas? Five. Panchamahayajnas, how many? Anna? Pancha. Pancha na five. Deva Yajnam. Daiva Pooja. Regularly Daiva Pooja. Then Pitru Yajnam. Sardha Karma Tarpanam. Propitiating that, satisfying our ancestors. Pitru Yajnam and Rishi Yajnam. Rishi Yajnam is chanting Parayanam every day. Bhagavad Gita Parayanam, Upanishad Parayanam. For Vedantic students like you, Upanishad Parayanam, Gita Parayanam. Then comes Manushya Yajnam. Serve to only family members at least. Serve to the society. And Bhuta Yajnam. Serve to all other beings, give food to them, cow, dog, cat or crow or squirrel or ant, Bhuta Yajnam. இது பண்ணாலே மகா யஜ்ஞந்தான். All these five yajnas, all will give the qualification to you for spiritual knowledge. Definitely, no doubt in that. That's what he says. ஜான பிராப்தி, குரு பிராப்தி, ஹவன பரீட்சலோகான் கர்மஜிதான் பிராமணோ நிர்வேத மாயாத் நாஸ்ய கிருதக்ருதேன தத் விஜயானார்த்தம் ச குருமேவாபிகச்சேத் சமிப்பாணி ஸ்ரோத்ரியம் பிரம்மனிஷ்டம். த 12th ஸ்லோகா மந்திர இஸ் த மோஸ்ட் இம்பார்ட்டன்ட் இன் செகண்ட் செக்ஷன். பரீட்சலோகான் கர்மஜிதான், ஹேவிங் டன் ஆல் த ரிச்சுவல்ஸ், பூஜா, எவ்ரி திங் ஓவர், பஞ்சமஹா யஜ்ஞாஸ் ஓவர், மோஸ்ட் இம்பார்ட்டன்ட் மந்திர பரீட்ச, ஹேவிங் அனலைஸ்டு, there is still after doing this much karma, this much meditation, still I am not having peace of mind. Ana pariksha inda karma kal ellame kudukkaradille aanandam ani therinjittu pariksha lokan karmatitan, whatever I have acquired, ya loka phalam, paraloka phalam, inda karma kal pannalum upasana panninalum kuda I may go to paraloka, higher lokas, but that is not the ultimate. It cannot give me moksha. Karmatitan brahmanaha, the wise person, nirveda mayat, vairagyam vandate, nasya akrita kritena, that akritam brahma, which is not created, that brahma, aksharam brahma, jnanam is not possible through any amount of these karmas. He come to know finally. Idhra vairagyam vartha kahana. Inda karma upasana illana, idhi moolama, கொஞ்சம் மனசாந்தி சித்தசுத்தி கிடைக்கும் தவிர இட் கேன் நெவர் ரிமூவ் அவர் அஜ்ஞானம். ஆஸ் லாங் ஆஸ் இக்னரன்ஸ் இஸ் தேர், வி கேன் நெவர் கெட் PHS. ஆமா, பீஸ், ஹாப்பினஸ், செக்யூரிட்டி, நாட் பாசிபிள். தேர் ஃபோர் வாட்? நிர்வேதமாயாத் நாஸ்தக்ருதக்ருதேன தத் விஜ்ஞானார்த்தம், அக்ஷர விஜ்ஞானார்த்தம், ஏக விஜ்ஞானேன, காரண விஜயானார்த்தம், பிரம்ம விஜயானார்த்தம், என்ன பண்ணணும்? ச குருமேவாபிகச்சேத், தட் பர்சன் ஷுட் கோ டு எ குரு காம்பிடென்ட் டீச்சர், வேதாந்திக் டீச்சர். குரு ஏவ அபிகச்சேத், ஹவ்? சமிப்பாணி ஸ்ரோத்ரியம் பிரம்மனிஷ்டம், வெல் லேர்னட் ஸ்ரோத்ரிய பிரம்மனிஷ்ட குரு. தட் பர்சன் ஹேஸ் டு கோ அண்ட் ஸ்டடி, that he will get eka vijnanam, karana vijnanam, brahma vijnanam, by knowing which? Everything is known. About body, mind, buddhi, universe, everything I can know. No limitation. This is the crux of this second section. So, preparations, and it prepares the person to Akshara Vidya. So, we'll go to then Akshara Vidya again, elaboration. Now, that portion shown here, Jnana Prapti, Guru Prapti. So, conducive sadhanas. In this second section, the topics are conducive sadhanas to be practiced, given in the second section. For Jnana Prapti, Guru Prapti. In the Guru Prapti, in the sadhanas follow pannanam. Karma Yogam, Upasana Yogam pannanam, Guru, you can get right Guru. By getting right Guru, you get right Jnanam. By getting right Jnanam, you get what? Moksha. If you want to get right knowledge, Brahma Jnanam, what are all things you require? You require Guru. You require a Guru who teach Shastra. Shastra Guru. And that Guru, Shastra Guru, once you get, you require nice environment. Otherwise, how can you study? Nice environment you require. For that, you have to seek the grace of the Lord. And the environment is required. For that, all these sadhanas are important. We have to practice and one can know that Aksharam Brahma, Jnana Prapti, Moksha Prapti. This is the gist of Mundaka Upanishad. Now he is going to elaborate in the next section what are all sadhanas, how one has to practice sadhanas, and how, what is real Akshara Vidya, exactly what, anyway, it's going to be elaborated in the second chapter. That means second Mundaka. Dvitiya Adhyayaha. Now what we have seen? Prathama Adhyayaha over. Prathama Dvitiya Khandaha over in Prathama Adhyaya. First chapter over. In the first chapter, first section and second section, summary this is. Okay. This is only summary I have given. Okay. This I conclude first chapter summary of Mundaka Upanishad. We'll see the second chapter next class.
Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.